Hi. I'm getting happier and healthier psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, betting with 19-1 odds and cutting our risk of heart disease by 80%. Well, folks, as those of you watching this checkup on YouTube know, I am wearing a bicycle helmet right now in the studio taping. After seeing me on YouTube do this once before, my friend Martha sent an email saying, "I didn't know recording studios were such dangerous places." A real wag, that Martha. Anyway, why am I wearing my helmet? Simple. I bike to work most days, and in my usual exercise enthusiast fashion, I'm advertising for fitness, showing exercise can fit into our lives, and I'm modeling safety. But unless you bike to work, you probably don't want to wear a bike helmet to work. However, come to think of it, that might be a way to start moving more. Wear a helmet to the office, and when people ask you why you're wearing it, to keep from seeming pretty weird, you'd have to start riding. That sounds like a fun way to get started, doesn't it? And if you do start biking, how about this reason for putting the helmet on? 95% of all bicycle fatalities happen to people without a helmet. That's 19-1 we'll live happier and healthier if we do wear the helmet. Before I started biking to work, I thought it was too dangerous to ride on city streets. In fact, some neat research recently showed the health benefits from regular bike riding outweigh the very slim chance of having a bike car accident. And, you know, I've been riding to work, etc., for years now, and I've never had an accident except when I fell off once, but that is another story. The only close calls I've had happened because I assumed automobile drivers would see me, rather than assuming they didn't. In fact, bike safety experts say to stay safe, we should make ourselves highly visible while imagining we're invisible, that nobody can see us. The invisible man wearing a bicycle helmet. Pretty cool image, isn't it? Like an old Invisible Man movie, special effect, where he puts on sunglasses or something and we can see him moving around doing sneaky stuff. Anyway, 19-1 odds we'll be around to watch more movies if we wear the helmet while we're sneaking around preventing heart disease while riding our bicycle. Yep. Fun fact number two, we can prevent 80% of heart disease by changing what we do, like by eating healthier, quitting smoking, and exercising. So while we're out there pedaling invisibly, wearing our plastic noodle protectors, let's imagine the only thing people see is our strong hearts pumping through our clean, clear blood vessels. Oh, what a joy. Added benefit? The neurosurgeons and the cardiac surgeons will never see us on the operating table. I'm Dr. Rich, invisible man in the Tour de France winner's yellow jersey. O'Neill, thanks for tuning in.